Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week during the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Missouri, former U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack addressed farm broadcasters. Currently the president and chief executive officer of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, Mr. Vilsack said the U.S. dairy industry has lots of reasons for optimism in spite of the recent Dean Foods bankruptcy announcement.
Well, I think you have to understand that there is actually good news in the dairy industry. 94% of households in the U.S. have fluid milk in their refrigerators. Butter at a 50-year high consumption domestically. Cheese at a record high domestically. We've seen increases in exports since we began our next 5% plan, both in volume and in value. Value is up almost $1 billion more than it was just a couple of years ago. And I think it's reflected in the fact that prices are at the highest they've been in 5 years. So I think we're beginning to see some rebound for dairy farmers.
And he says the dairy industry has come a long way here in recent months.
It has, because I think this is an industry that has embraced innovation. You're beginning to see a lot of different products. We just shocked the world, if you will, at the World Cheese Awards. A cheese from Oregon was voted the best cheese in the world, Rogue Creamery, with their blue cheese.
Again, that was the U.S. Dairy Export Council's Tom Vilsack. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.